Blackstone Publishing presents The Body Outside the Kremlin, a novel by James L. May. This book is read by Daniel Gomberg. For LB, Part 1, Nativity Cathedral. 1. Someone must have been telling the information and investigation section about me and Gennady Antonov, for I was summoned from roll call for questioning the morning they discovered the body. I picture myself in the moments before the summons came, a freezing and sickly young man, a prisoner waiting for the count of prisoners to finish so he could move and force a little heat into his arms and legs. From where I stood, I could look up from the ragged coats and hats worn by my fellow Zeks to a pair of snow-swept churches, which hemmed us in on either side. In the dark, there were heaps of shapes. The towers of the larger Transfiguration Cathedral were blackened, stunted, out of proportion. Their cupolas had been lost in the fire. Men who'd been here longer than I said it had happened 2 years before, shortly after the Bolsheviks took the place over from the monks. What remained was all arches, boarded windows, dirty whitewash slapped on brick and stone.
Without the cupolas to anchor its shapes in the air, the whole structure floated off into abstraction, flat in the light from the arc lamp, like geometry on gridded paper.
7, 8, 9. The 34th group of 10.
That was concrete enough. I could hear the count taking place somewhere to my right. We were waiting to be tallied before they split us into our work detachments and gave us our assignments. In my customary spot, I'd be part of the 65th or 66th group of 10. Between me and the tally's progress hung 300 prisoners worth of fogged white breath. This was October 1926 on the island of Solovetsky in the White Sea. I was 20 years old. Being hungry enough for a long enough time can produce a sensation like moving backward, very slowly, while staring straight ahead.
That morning, the objects before me, the church's arcs and angles, the coats, the hats, the swollen features of my neighbors, seemed to have receded a little more every time I looked at them, without my ever quite catching them in motion. The counting stopped when, after a minute or two, it hadn't resumed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?